Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here's the latest news on Sunday, the 21st of April, 2024. News.
Now with the on.
Nouvelle.
Nur.
Xinwen.
Nachricht.
Omniglot News. This is, in fact, the news for the past 3 weeks, as I didn't have time to record it while I was away on holiday. More on that later. There are new language pages about Niue Toputapu Tafahi, an extinct Polynesian language or dialect cluster which was spoken on the islands of Niue Toputapu and Tafahi in what is now Tonga, Isinai, a central Cordilleran language spoken in the province of Nueva Vizcaya in Luzon in the Philippines, Owa, a Southern Solomonic language spoken in Makila Ulawa province in the Solomon Islands, and Desanyo, Carapana, Tuyuca, and Uruti, which are all Eastern Tucanoan languages spoken in Colombia and Brazil. There's a new constructed script called Maru Bahasa, an alternative way to write Telugu, invented by K. Kiran Kumar. There's a new constructed script called Erm, an alternative way to write English, invented by Jeffy Huang and based on the classical Mongolian script. And the new constructed script called Alkhaner, which was created by Alkhan Ayevazov as an alternative way to write the Azerbaijani language. There are new pages of phrases and numbers in Dogri, a Western Pahari language spoken in northern India. There are also new numbers pages in Saurashtra, a Western Indo-Aryan language spoken in Tamil Nadu in southern India, Chorti, a Mayan language spoken in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, and Midlan Mixe, a Mixezoque language spoken in Oaxaca in southern Mexico. There's also a new Tower of Babel translation in Midlan Mixe. On the Omniglot blog, there are new posts about Salmon Rostig, the Scottish Gaelic College on the Isle of Skye, where I spent most of my holiday, Tourist Fader, or a long journey about my journey to the Isle of Skye, Giving Up, an April Fool's post, and Mrs. Rumbling about the Japanese word Gorogoro-sama, which means thunder. There's also the usual language quiz. See if you can guess what language this is.
Eyonak, Eyoken Tokupanga Echa, Hoyuikoi Motwanyan, Mukhariin Moki Mentokupra. Mai mo wish me meji ohore ya tokupar. Hamare, ejo ne mahare we tamet. Koi ovonre ejo mama intar mo mohaish. Miji ejare ovonak ejo hino ejo iha. Koi hare mainitam mo mohaish. Koi ha mohu esh. We mene ha e.
Here's a clue. This language was spoken in California in the USA and is currently being revived. The mystery language in the language quiz of the 7th of April was Indo-Slavic, an international auxiliary language designed to be used by speakers of different Slavic languages to communicate with one another. And the mystery languages in the language quiz of the 14th of April were Assamese, an Eastern Indo-Aryan language spoken in India, Bangladesh and Bhutan, and Sylheti, another Eastern Indo-Aryan language spoken in Bangladesh and India. We have a new article called Light, Camera, Action, Unleash the Power of Movies for Language Learning, and in this week's Adventure in Etymology, entitled Stable Stables, we find out whether the words stable as in a building for horses and stable as in steady and permanent are related. On the Celtiadir blog there are new posts about words for lies and deceit and ploughs, and I made improvements to the posts about words for bridges, seals, and purple. I also made improvements to the Tindi, Kruts, Bodok, Honzib, Bagvalal, Mi'kmaq, Guanano, Tsotil, Tseltal, and Kubachi language pages. In other news, I had a great time in Scotland doing a course in Scottish Gaelic songs at Salmon Rostig on the Isle of Skye. This is the 10th time I've been there doing courses in Gaelic songs, and we learnt about 30 songs in 5 days in the song class. I knew some of them already, but most were new to me. I've been learning Scottish Gaelic on and off for many years, and now speak it fairly fluently, so I tried to speak it as much as possible while I was there. I also had conversations in French, Irish, Welsh, Mandarin Chinese, and even English. You can find a transcript of this news, links to all the pages mentioned, and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. Omniglot News is also available at omniglot.com/news, on Twitter at omniglossia, and on the Omniglot page and Omniglot fan club page on Facebook. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.